Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Elias?
Yes.
Hey, Elias, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Good, good.
Awesome. Can't complain. It's Friday, right?
Yep.
Awesome. You're speaking with my mapping coordinator, Jill. She does a very good job at explaining the basics here. I just want to make sure that I have the accurate information here. You've been in business for 2 years now, is that correct?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, congratulations. Did you work for a company before and you just wanted a bigger piece of the pie? That's why you went with your own company, or?
Correct.
Awesome. That's always good. And then your service radius that you target, you guys are driving an hour out, so around 40 to 50 miles, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys do fencing, or do you do landscaping as well, or are you guys just mainly focusing on fencing?
We are focusing only on fencing.
Okay. And with the fencing, are you guys doing installs, or do you guys do repairs too?
Repairs and installs.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys do commercial work and residential, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Target usually 90% commercial, I mean residential, and then 10% commercial.
Okay, so most of your clients are commercial clients wanting to get,
No.
I mean, most of your clients are residential, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. And then commercial clients are just kind of once in a while they call you, correct? Okay. I see that you have a Yelp listing here. Are you guys doing anything with Yelp, or is that how you guys are getting your customers, or how are people finding you these days?
We tried with Yelp, but that didn't work. So,
Okay.
we have done very well with Facebook marketing.
With what marketing? I'm sorry, you cut out right there.
With Facebook.
Oh, with Facebook marketing. Nice. Okay. So you guys, do you have somebody doing that for you, or do you have, are you doing that yourself?
Oh, I do it all. Yeah, myself.
Nice. Nice. You're targeting certain zip codes, cities, and stuff like that?
Correct.
Okay. How much are you allocating towards Facebook?
I mean, I only do once every 2 weeks, and I do get a good amount of phone calls.
Okay, you get a couple jobs out of that every 2 weeks?
Correct.
Nice. Okay, good for you. Okay. Well, the reason why we called is because we have this available listing on Google. I mean, I do see you do have a good web presence. You have a Facebook account. You have a Yelp account. I mean, you're on the free listing, obviously, for Yelp. You have a website. You just don't have a Google Business profile. So now when people are searching your services, they're not able to find you. Yes, you're getting business through Facebook, but you're having to target people for that instead of them just calling you when they need your service. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So what happens here is that we have one available position that's open. Once we actually close out this position, we close out the category entirely. So we don't work with your competitors or anything like that. We're just specifically working with you. Now, you will never share this position with anybody, and then also too, you will never share your customers. So it's clients that are calling you directly for you to come out and maybe do an estimate or maybe give a quote over the phone. So that way they could either, one, obviously do a repair, or two, they want to put a fencing around their home and, obviously you guys can come out and do that as well. Okay? Okay. Now we do help you. It just depends. If you want us to help you with Facebook, we can, exercise that as well for you to get you better results than what you're getting now. We do a Facebook campaign on retargeting people that are already searching your services on Google. So it's a higher quality ROI. And then also too, we
Okay.
populate you on the most popular directory listings in your area, and then we integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody that's on a hands-free device, they would be able to find you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I will say the best thing about this, and this is why you're going to love it, we put a custom tracking system for you. So I know you're able to track your Facebook stuff. You know how you're able to see how much is, you know, you're putting in and how much you're getting per lead?
Yep.
Okay. So what we do is we build a custom tracking system for you as well for your Google. So you'll be able to see how well your Google business profile is being listed for, how many clicks you're getting, and you'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google also. Okay. Now, if you want us to help you with Facebook, we can put that Facebook inside there so everything can be in one area, but that's just solely up to you. Okay.
Okay.
Do you need help? Would you want help with your Facebook, or would you just want help with just getting you on the first page of Google? What are you kind of leaning towards for us to help you with?
I mean, the first page of Google, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we could just work from there, and then we could always work up, stair-step you into better and better things. Absolutely, that's not a problem for us. So what that would do is we would just not work with the Facebook, and we would just help you build your Google business profile. Okay. Now, how that works is this. And am I saying your name right? It's Alicio?
No, Elias.
Elias. And that's with the A at the end, right?
Yes,
A-S. A-S, correct. Okay. Now, Elias, how we do that is we would have to submit your business information out to Google. What they're going to do is they're going to mail you back a postcard that looks like a postcard. On the back, it's going to have a 5-digit code on it, okay? Now, that's going to be the verification code for your Google business profile, all right? Because I just want to shoot you a straight shot. It's not like it's a flip of a button and you're on the first page of Google. This does take a little bit of time to build and then also to populate you to the first page. So once you create that, once you get that verification, that's telling Google that you're a legitimate business and you're a legitimate person and you're not a P.O. box operated by a robot. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So it does take around 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google, okay? So I just want to be very transparent with you on that. Are you licensed and insured with what you're doing right now in your state?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Because I know Google will – it's harder to get Google's verified nowadays. They want to make sure there's legitimate businesses. They might ask that question just to verify you. So the fact that you have that, it's icing on the cake for you, and it's a lot easier for sure. Okay, so like I said, it's going to take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page of Google. So it's not a flip of a button. I just want to make sure I'm super transparent about that with you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, now with the tracking system, we'll have that up and running within 5 to 7 days. And then I would get on an onboarding call with you, obviously, when you have more time. So that way we can make sure that we populate you in the areas that you want and then also to the services that you offer. So do you just do rod fencing or do you do all type of wood fencing and everything like that?
Correct. All types of fencing.
All types of fencing. Awesome. And then and it's all based off of measurements and everything like that. Do you do estimates? You go and drive out, or do you do quotes over the phone?
Drive out.
Drive out. Okay, cool. Awesome. Okay. So what I have here, Elliot, is I have a new in-business credit because I know you wanted to know pricing on it too. But are you familiar or have any questions on how the system works itself, on how it would benefit you?
No. I mean, I'm just... I'm not sure if I will sign up. I just want to see the pricing, see if it's within the budget this year. Like I said, it's almost end of the year, and I mean, I do close my business for winter time.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't close it that much, but I close it for at least a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, it just all depends, you know, the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll tell you the cost. Now, you do have the in-business credit, okay? So it's not She gave you a 50%, over a 50% discount. So usually this is $399 a month to do this, right? But what she did is she gave you a $200 credit. So it actually drops the price down to $199 month to month. Now, I will be honest with you here. I know you close your business down in the wintertime, correct?
I mean, I just close it, but I mean, I don't mind keeping it open. But like I said, I just want to see, I know you said I get a discount, but the question is that going to be monthly like that, or how does it work?
Yeah, so it's month to month, and it's $199 month to month. So there's no hidden fees, there's no early termination fees. If you did want to take a break for the winter and say like, hey, this month I want to take a break, you could always freeze the account. You know, winter, it's cold, you can freeze the account. And then it would basically secure your listing here with us, but we would just repopulate that. Obviously, we'd refreeze it after that month is done whenever you wanted to continue opening up your business. But it would allow you to stay on that first page. So you would never share that position. And then also, too, for the month-to-month, that pricing would never go up. So you're not locked into a contract, but you're also grandfathered into that $199 price. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you short. I mean, the price is good, but I just got to go back to work here because I'm doing a pen job right now.
Definitely understand. Yeah,
I got up today at 6 o'clock, but I mean, if that's the price, but I would still like to know, you know, if you guys will advertise for me, in other words, or you would just keep my page on the first page of Google.
What do you mean by advertise for you?
I mean, do I just pay you guys to just keep my my website to come up at the first page of Google search, or?
Yeah, so it's going to be your Google business profile. So right now you don't have one. Your website would be attached to that Google business profile. We would create your Google business profile, and then we would keep it populating on that first page. So you never drop off of that first page. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You'll always be there when somebody obviously searches.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it would only take me 10 minutes to set you up here if this is something that you would like to jump on, and we can secure your listing here, and then we could always make, we're always going to make that at a later date. We can set up a time and place for you to get on an onboarding call maybe later if it's available here as well. Is that something you'd like to secure right now so that way we can stop calling in the area?
Yeah, but I don't have my wallet with me. I left it at my other vehicle today. If you guys going to get a payment.
Oh, no way. Okay, I hope you have enough gas to get home.
I got my coffee from the store today. I had some money left in my car, but it's not a nice day today. Left my wallet behind.
Gotcha. Yeah. I totally understand. So let's do this. What I can do is I can try to hold this for you to the end of the day, but at the end of the day, my hands are tied here. I can't do much after that. Do you want me to circle back with you so that way you can secure this and then we can get this all set up and then maybe get a meeting with you and the tech team on Monday?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing that, you know, giving it a try for $200 a month. You know, you have to get more publicity. But like I said, right now, that's my only issue, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't got a wallet. It's all good. I totally understand. Yeah.
I mean, right now, my timing, it's 12:31. I'm not sure what's your timing, but I should be back at the office around 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a call around 6:15, and then we can go from there. Does that work?
That works. What's your company name again?
My company's name is called Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Sounds good, then. I'll wait for your call.
Okay, sounds good. I'll call you then, and then we'll circle back and go from there, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. Be safe.